Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We're back after a couple weeks off. And this is show number 309 for November 6th, 2011. And the music you're listening to is Hang On Little Tomato. The artists are Pink Martini. And it's from the album, A Retrospective. And you can find a link to the music in the show notes. Well, once again, hello, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And welcome to the show. We're a show for the travel industry, and we're here to talk about travel-related products and interests. And we're glad to be here to help you. In fact, the show is free. The website's free. We charge nothing. All you have to do is stop by and take a listen. And hopefully you'll pick up a few golden nuggets of great information. And we always love to hear from you, and just drop us an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. That's B-A-R-R-Y @hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing if you're subscribing to our show. And you can do that through iTunes. Just go to iTunes, go into the podcast section and type in the search term, Travel Agent.
Let's see. Rain pour down,
and you can find the website at hometravelagent.net. That's all one word, hometravelagent.net.
Somebody told me.
And coming up, we have Lorraine Romero with us, and she's going to talk about the NACTA annual conference.
And you're feeling
all well, the people and the items that we have on the show that we feature every week, most every week anyhow, are here because we want them to be here. They don't pay us to come on the show. And Lorraine does a great job of going out and recruiting guests to be a part of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I want to thank her for that. She does a wonderful job. Now, we are supported by an advertiser to some extent. And that advertiser is the Citrix Corporation. And Citrix Corporation produces the wonderful product called GoToMeeting. And you know, in business today, people are always on the go. And it's whether they're working from home or in a different office, and quite often I'm working in a different office, and it sure helps me to have GoToMeeting. I use it almost weekly for the job that I do, my day job. So, you know, it's almost impossible to get everyone in the same room, and that's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix, because everyone can meet online no matter where they are, and GoToMeeting allows you to collaborate on documents in the same room. And anyone can be the presenter. It's just so easy. You might start a meeting, and you can turn the presentation over to someone else, and they may be on the other side of the world. So getting started with GoToMeeting, you can do that in just minutes, and attendees can join the meeting with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want and as many as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. And included in that low, flat monthly rate is free conferencing and voice over IP. So you don't have to find a way to connect voice. It's all included in the whole package. So my listeners can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, and that's an unlimited amount of meetings for free for that 30-day period. And all you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. Don't forget the promo code PODCAST. That gives us credit. Now, give her a try. It's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. And thank you very much for supporting the show through our sponsor. Well, with that, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment. So we're going to do that without any further ado. So here we go. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And we're back after a couple of weeks of rest here. And Lorraine Romero is back. And I'm not sure how much she's rested because she was out there doing some exciting things. And that's what the show is going to be about today. It's going to be about Lorraine's adventures on a NACTA conference. And she'll fill us in more on that. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Lorraine.
Well, hi, Barry. Thank you. I love talking with you and having you say, oh, yeah, I took 2 weeks off. Oh, well, I just worked my butt off.
But we're on a field trip.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's work, pleasure, and work all together. So I'm happy to be home, happy to be back in my normal environment. And it was a great seminar, a great conference, I should say, that NACTA put on. And I'm very happy that I did it. It was very much a success. Met lots of suppliers, was able to get really connected with some and get a lot of education. And that's what this was about. The name of the conference was Solve the Mystery of Successful Travel Business. And it's actually the first annual convention that NACTA has had, and it was on a cruise ship. So it was kind of a test. It had good things and bad things. I mean, the good thing is that we were all together. There were 275 travel agent members. So, of course, that some are spouses, some were two travel agents booked together. So it's really hard to tell about how many spouses were there, but there were 275 people in the group, so it was a very big group. In fact, most of the auditoriums that they used for our training sessions, they took the whole auditorium, which is nice. Had a great time. They started it with a pre-fam, which for those of us coming from the West Coast was a great idea. And as always, whenever I have clients traveling across multiple time zones, I recommend that they do pre-night somewhere. So for this pre-fam, how it was set up is that we stayed at the Jersey City Westin, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal hotel, part of the Starwood program, and met all the expectations. The amenities were good. The hotel was wonderful. Very safe part of town. It was actually next to a shopping mall, which I have a story to tell in just a second. That was a perfect location for us. Right on the water, we were able to walk across the way to be able to be right on water, not where the ship was, of course, on the other end of the town, but it was a nice area. Weather was good. That, of course, NACTA set up good weather for us. That was great. And it gave me an opportunity to be able to network with a lot of travel agents and NACTA members that I had not met, and also be able to meet again with other travel agents that I had been on the Big Island fam with and knew through other areas. So it was a really good time to reconnect, make new friends, and it was a great experience. They had the first morning of our arrival the next day, a host agent panel. So there were people that were there from the owner of Oasis. Her name is Kelly. She will also be one of our future guests. We'd already had her on the docket for a future podcast. And it was interesting to finally be able to meet her in person. She's all excited about coming on the show. Jackie Friedman from Nexion was there, so it was nice to reconnect with her. She came all the way from Texas just to do that panel in New Jersey and then was heading back. So it shows the dedication of the folks that were on the speaker panel. We also had someone there from Avoya. No, it wasn't Scott, by the way. Too bad, huh, Barry? And a couple of other people. So it's really good. It was to be able to hear about different host agents. So it helped people decide if they want to be an independent agent on their own. It helped people learn about hosted agents if they wanted to be that. And so it's a really good way to start the day. Later on in the day, the first day we were there, we had a tour of New York, and it was hosted by Group Tour Company, who I have not had experience with, and they're wonderful. Chris Babb is the owner, and he will also be an upcoming guest on our show in the near future. So, as you know, Barry, I tend to network whenever I go on vacation and sign up guests for future podcasts. So, you know, I'm working and always working and
out there shaking the bushes to get people on the show, and that's great.
Absolutely. You know, so I have all the nuts fall. Oh, wait, you know what I mean. Chris is a great guy. He heads up a family-owned business. What they do is in Washington, D.C. or New York area, they do group tours. So if you have groups, whether they're educational groups, they work a lot with schools. For example, out here in Sonoma County, we always have a group of kids who fly out to D.C. to visit all the Washington monuments and the Capitol and this and that and everything else. And he would be the perfect person to help arrange that. And I've been approached by people to be able to put school tours together. And I have not been able to accept that because I didn't have a contact. Now I do. So I definitely would recommend, if you have groups that are going out to the New York and D.C. area, to contact Chris Babb, that's B-A-B-B, and he is with the group tour company. And he was with us, and we were on a bus going all over New York, saw the highlights. It was great. Took us out to lunch. We went to a restaurant. Wasn't that nice? We went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
In Little Italy, and had a great experience. We went to see all the highlights and had a really good time. And of course, we were all exhausted when we came back. Next day, we went to the ship, and the ship that they had the trip on was MSC. Very nice itinerary, lovely ship. It was an absolutely beautiful ship that we were on. And the itinerary was good because the first day at sea, so we were able to, on the first day, be able to get everybody together who was at the convention, and we were introduced to all the sponsors. We got a good bit of information. The folks from ASTA were at our event. The owner of Fonjet was one of the sponsors of the event. Amma Waterways was there. Avalon was there. So there was a lot of connecting and education about different suppliers, which is, of course, what travel agents need to do. They need to be able to learn about suppliers so they can learn more and have contacts, which is great. Recently, you and I had Chris D'Souza on. She is from Celebrity Cruise Line, and we actually got to meet in person, and it was really good to meet her. And I hope in the future to have her on the show again, because she had a different message. When she was on the show with you and I, she talked about the celebrity training and all that sort of thing that they have to offer. She talked about social media and marketing to the NACTA group. And I think this time would be a good opportunity to have her come back on. Part of the focus that was on this trip, and it was absolutely wonderful, we had several hour session. It was a 2-hour session, actually, with a woman named Catherine Hegg, H-E-G-G. And I'd seen her name a couple of times on the NACTA site, but I wasn't familiar with her. But she did a session that's got me totally jazzed about blogging strategies and how to integrate blogging into your social media strategy. And she was absolutely wonderful. She came from Calgary, and she'll be on our show, as I mentioned, in the near future. But she's definitely one of those shining stars that travel agents need to look up. Her name is Catherine with a C, A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-H-E-G-G. And Barry, I will give you her information to put in the show notes, because our listeners really are on the edge of, how do I promote myself? Well, people are on Facebook. I see a lot of our listeners on Facebook and my fellow travel agents. And this just kind of brings it to the next level about how to connect it with your website and blogging and how to be able to market yourself that way. And she was absolutely wonderful, well-spoken, had lots of information. She got us in little groups. She had like this huge presentation with slideshows, which are great, but she actually had screenshots of blogs and what the different areas are, so that we're not starting off going, all right, how do I set up a template? She talked about tagging and about categories, how to stay consistent, how to give your information like a little checklist, but have titles that of your blog that are for shout out. So that was really good. one of the things that to bring the entire group together as we were on the trip, they had a masquerade ball. And NACDA sure knows how to put on a party. Almost all the agents are there. They had people dress up. And if you didn't dress up, they gave you little, you know, masks, little eyes, covered things. And I got to tell you, these people have talent. I showed up, you know, in slacks and a shirt, and they gave me the little mask because I have no creativity in me whatsoever. But I'm telling you, some of the people had outfits that I went, oh, my goodness, did you have an entire suitcase to put that in? Very creative, beautiful. It was definitely a masquerade ball. It was a good way for the travel agents to reconnect and to get to know one another. And of course, in every port, Bob Doolin, who we've had on the show, Penny, who we've had on the show, and Mary Clegg, who we've also had on the show, they put this conference together like it was nothing else. It was filled with information. Lisa Watson was also there. She was actual event planner for NACDA who put this together. And at every port, we had a fam trip, which was great. We paid for them separately, but we were, so they weren't free fam trips in port, but they were hosted by the local convention center. So we got really connected with the particular area. And then we would do your typical hop on, hop off bus tours, which really allowed us the opportunity to be able to see the town, get around, have, you know, not be dependent on drivers, that sort of thing. Had a great time, hung out with several of the agents that were there, and got to know each of the town. Of course, took silly pictures because, you know, that's the way it is. And just overall, it was a great trip. Wonderful training opportunity. Like I said, the ship was beautiful, well-staffed. There were 3,200 people on the ship, so it's a very large ship. This was the last tour for them. They were heading down towards Fort Lauderdale. So the Eastern Seaboard in the fall colors, we were side by side with Princess Caribbean, I believe is the name of the ship, almost the entire time. So whenever we were in port and left, they literally just rolled up the streets of Bar Harbor and Halifax, and where whenever we left, they were closing up for the season because the ships were heading south. So we had a really, really good time. I would highly recommend if you're a NACDA member to at some point become more engaged in their membership. They're a great group. The leadership is really good. Mary Clegg is wonderful, as is Penny and Bob. And I had already met Bob, so I knew that. And they're a good group to be associated with. I'm really happy that I did this. I learned a lot as a travel agent. I invested in many of my relationships with people and met new people. And to me, that's really important. Most of all, I got a really good education, learned about a bunch of the sponsors who we're actually on the ship the entire week, and it gave us an opportunity to be able to get to know people, sit at the tables with them. They had round tables one of the days, which was great, and a little expo. So we got not only to meet them as they came from table to table, but also to be able to go to their tables afterwards. So definitely a worthwhile investment. I came back absolutely exhausted, and we luckily just missed the snow. So they had a freak snowstorm back in the New York area with lots of closed airports, and I'm really happy with my four-hour layover in Chicago so we could come home. So that's kind of my wrap-up about the NACDA conference. Had a great time. And just happy I did it and looking forward to what they have for next year. They weren't quite ready to announce it yet, but as soon as they announce it, I'll make sure to let our listeners know. So, okay, Barry, I'll breathe now.
that was quite a run.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, as you were talking there, people that listen to the show a lot know that I have Coco, and he likes to get on the show. Well, He was pretty insistent this time, so I had the microphone on mute so that we could not have Coco interrupting as much as usual, or at all, hopefully. So anyhow, and I know that you know, being from the San Francisco area, Lorraine, the snow would have topped off your trip. I know it would have. I mean, you don't get to see snow out in San Francisco, or it's very rare. So, you know, you could have stuck around for another day.
As many of the travel agents in my group did.
Yeah.
Wanting to or not. Yes, the airport closure affected probably about 100 people in our group. We fortunately were supposed to be on a 9 o'clock flight. And it when we got to United Airlines, they said, gee, would you like to go on an earlier flight? And Gail and I, being the naive people that we are, because it was only drizzling outside, sure, okay. We didn't know there was this huge storm coming because we were on a ship with no communication. So, yeah, it was kind of a surprise to have friends texting me at the airport and being online, seeing on Facebook that people are snowed in. So I'd post, you know, we're in Chicago, and they'd post, we're on the tarmac. We're now heading back to the airport. We're now heading to a hotel. They're closing the airport. Really? It's just snow. And so it was pretty amazing to see what the snow would do. One thing I would definitely recommend, and I meant to mention this earlier, we decided to use a car service instead of taking Super Shuttle or Mass Transit. We used a company called Dial 7, and it was about $45 for the two of us to get picked up by a car, not a shuttle, but by a car from Newark Airport. They took us to our hotel. It was great. They took care of everything. On the way back, they were our saving grace. We checked out early. Oddly, we got through the customs immigrations part, just walked right up to the counter, and then we were on the pier at 10 after 7, and they weren't going to pick us up till 8. Called them. They said, sure, we'll pick you up now. We were at the airport. Got there at 10 after 7, excuse me. We were at the airport by 8. We were able to take a 9 o'clock flight instead of our 11. So literally, if we had not had a driver and we had to depend on the cruise ship's transfer program, it would have cost us a lot more because we would have had to spend the night. And the name of the car service is Dial 7, which will make sense as soon as I tell you their phone number. It's 212-777-7777.
Oh, cute.
But they're a car service in New York, and I would definitely highly recommend them. And really, they are the reason that we were able to get to the airport on time, because we showed up on the pier 45 minutes before we were scheduled to, and they were able to get us out of town before it started snowing. So I would definitely recommend them if you have any travelers that are going to the New York area.
Well, very good. That sounds like an exciting trip, and a little drama at the end by missing the snowstorm. So very good.
Had a great time and would definitely recommend, like I said, for people to do that sort of trip. And happy to be an active member and happy to support them. Happy they've been on the show so much. We're not affiliated with NACTA at all. They're not a paid sponsor. I just go with people who are heartfelt, and Bob and team are very heartfelt people and deserve a lot of recognition for all the hard work they do. As do you, Mr. Barry. Producer of the show.
Yeah, quite a bit. The Wizard of Oz here behind the scenes, pulling the buttons and pulling the levers.
That's right. And he doesn't nearly have enough time to remove all the uhs out of my interview. So if the listeners care to contact Barry, what is a good way to reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net and on Facebook. Come on over and join me on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Cantz.
And if you want to reach me, I can be reached at sharptongued sharptonsharp@mac.com, which is spelled sharptonGued at mac.com. I can also be reached at Facebook and Twitter at Loreen R, and they are spelled LORENER. And I'm looking into doing a blog, so I have to decide, do I want the long business name or keep it to my Loreen R part? There's pros and cons in both, and so I will let everybody know what I decide, but I definitely want to start blogging. And also, if anybody's interested in seeing any of my photos, I put them together in YouTube, and my YouTube account is, I'm not creative, I have to admit it, Loreen Romero is my account name, so it's LORENEROMERO, all one word, and I am going to be putting up a fall in New England slideshow. So it's going to have pictures of New York as well as Bar Harbor, different places that we were in. So that's the project I'm currently working on, is getting my photos together. It means I have to actually get them loaded.
Well, very good.
Thank you, Barry. And we will talk next week. We have Jeff Adam from AAT Kings, and he is going to be back on the show talking about Australia and New Zealand, and they have a new program coming out. So I'm excited about having him on the show.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds interesting.
So have a good weekend, and stay warm. I hear you guys are already starting to have your fall.
Yes, we're having our fall, and any day now we could have our winter too. So always something to look forward to.
Absolutely. And I'm really happy to be back on the West Coast where it's sunny in, you know, upper 60s, lower 70s.
Yeah, I'm afraid we won't see that again until May.
Well, pet Coco for me, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Take care. Okay. Thank you, Loreen. And I do have three news items today. And the first two news items are good news for the travel industry. And the first news item comes from the United States Travel and Tourism Industries Board. And they have a newsletter that comes out, and they're reporting that the U.S. Department of Commerce recently announced that international visitors coming to the United States nearly spent $12.9 billion on travel and tourism-related activities within the United States during the month of August. And that's $1.7 billion more than was spent in August 2010. That's 15% more. Now, that makes the 20th consecutive month of growth in U.S. travel and tourism exports. Now, travel and tourism-related exports have increased, and they've increased on average more than $1.4 billion a month in 2011. And amazingly, they now account for more than 25% of all U.S. services exports. So the news is, and this relates to you, in that if you're not out there promoting your travel agency to people that are in Europe or in Asia, it may be worthwhile to do that and get some of that foreign business, get some of those people traveling to the United States to use your services. So that is the article from the International Trade and Tourism Industry Association from the United States government. Now, the second piece of news that I have here comes from the Orlando Business Journal. And the Orlando Business Journal is reporting that travel spending is up 2.6% nationwide. And that's in the second quarter of 2011. And that's compared to an increase of 2.8% in the first quarter of 2011. Now, in Orange County, California, resort taxes collected rose 16% in April, 15% in May, and 11% in June. So these are taxes mostly paid through your hotel rates, your hotel fees. So that's a good sign as well, because more and more people are booking those hotel rooms. And prices nationwide for travel and tourism have increased 7.3% in the second quarter compared to 8.5% in the first quarter. So leisure and hospitality is kind of booming right now, even though the economy isn't doing quite so well. And leisure and hospitality hiring is a bright spot in the employment world. for Orlando, because during the 12-month period ending in August, there was an addition of 9,600 jobs, which is an increase of 4.9% in Orlando. And again, this article comes from the Orlando Business Journal. Now, if you're looking for a conference or a convention to go to, the Los Angeles Times Travel Show is coming in January, from January 27th through the 29th. And they have some first-class programming available at this conference with some amazing speakers, including Lisa Ling from Our America, Rick Steves from Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door, and Adam Richman, who is from Man vs. Food Nation, America the Edible, and Arthur Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guides. They're all scheduled to headline the show over the weekend. So this may be something that you want to take advantage of, and it's also going to have a five-acre show floor that will be filled with exhibitors from around the world, including domestic and international tour operators. That may be worthwhile to go and check out some vendors if you're close, and even if you're not close, if you want to get to a conference, a convention coming up in January, this may be the place to go. And if you're up here in the north, Los Angeles probably wouldn't be a bad place to escape to at the end of January. So that comes from the Business Wire, and a link to all three articles will be in the show notes. Well, that's the news, and we're going to make it a day here, and we're going to close out the show. And I want to wish you all the best of travels, safe travels, and everyone stay healthy. We'll see you next week. So take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sky.